I want to take a break today from going through the Gemara inside and sort of an introduction to Dichui, just the topic of Dichui. And that way we'll have more, we'll be more educated. And then we'll go back tomorrow to finish the Gemara. Maybe grapple with the Rashis a little bit. So, we'll start like this. We have four Gemaras that I want to talk about. Gemara number one. Gemara Zvachim Daf Yudbeis Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings a member of Rav Yochanan, and it's also in Kiddushin, that by Behema Shal Shnei Shutfin, and one of the Shutfin was back his half of the Behema, so can't bring it on the Mizbeach. It's only half of the Behema. Then he bought out the other half, and now he's makdish the other half. So Rav Yochanan says, he cannot bring this carbon, can't bring this behemoth as a carbon, because it was the half of the behemoth that he was makdish initially became nidcha. So what do you do with the behemoth? He says, you wait for it to develop a mum. You actually use time, you put it out the pasture until it develops a mum, and then you're able to sell it, and then the money you use to buy a different carbon, and that carbon was not nidcha. So the Gemara says, Shema minu Rav Yochanan class, you see from Rav Yochanan three things. You see that Dichui Meikor Avi Dichui, and you see the Barachayim Lidochim, and you see that Yesh Dichui Bedomim. So that's the first case of Dichui that we want to talk about. It's Behemah Shal Shnei Shutfin. It's Rav Yochanan. Behemah Shal Shnei Shutfin. And you see from that Gemara that Rav Yochanan holds, Dichui Meikor Avi Dichui, and you see that Yesh, that Bali Chaim Nidochim. Dichui Bedomim, I'm not going to talk about right now. You see also that Bali Chaim Nidochim. There's another Gemara, and Zvokim Daf Nun Tes. Gemara talks about the following case. Gemara says that let's say somebody had a carbon, he was Makdish a carbon. And then the Mizbeach, before he brought the carbon, the Mizbeach was Nifkam. So the Mizbeach became, the Beis HaMikdash became invalid. And that's, while the Mizbeach is Nifkam, you cannot bring any carbonus. Then they repaired the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says that's also a case of Dichui. That's Nirav Nifkam. It's a case of Dichui. And the carbon is Dochui. The carbon therefore becomes Dochui. You can't bring in any, that carbon cannot be brought. That behemoth cannot be bought as a carbon. The Gemara actually there has a machlekson of Yochanan and Rav. Rav Yochanan says just the way I said it. But the behemoth is dochli. Rav says that it's only dochli if they shechted the behemoth while the mizbeach was nifka, and then they right away repaired the mizbeach. But if the behemoth was alive when they repaired it, then it's not dochli because ain't dichli because balei chayim ain't only dochli. That's the machlekson. Rav and Rav Yochanan do say balei chayim nidochli. Rav Yochanan says Balei Chayim Nidochim, and Rav disagrees to this premise of Rav Yochanan, and he says Balei Chayim Einam Nidochim. So that's just to know, Machlek is Rav and Rav Yochanan, if Balei Chayim are Nidochim. Rav passes like Rav, that Balei Chayim are not Nidochim. We'll see in a few minutes. Says the Gemara over there, that's all true only if even according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only true if first they were makdish the behemah, and then the mizbeach became pogum. But if the mizbeach was pogum, and then they were makdish the behemah, then what that says is for the poshut that is not dochui because it's dochui meikara and dochui meikara lo yavi dochui, dichui meikara lo yavi dichui. Okay, so the Gemara says, Mizbeach Shenifkam. It's like a Nun Tesa Medalot. Mizbeach Shenifkam. So first of all, it was Machlek is Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav says, Balei Chayim, Einu Midochim. And Rav Yochanan says, and he says over here, Balei Chayim Midochim. But the Gemara also says that only Nirav and Nidcha, if the behemoth, first you had a behemoth, a korban, and then the mizbeach was nifka. But dochi meikara is nothing. So there's an obvious problem. Because the two Gemara seem to contradict each other. Here, Rabbi Yochanan says that Badochi Meikara Havi Dochli, and Daf Yud Beis and Drochim. And here, Daf Nun Tes and Drochim, Rabbi Yochanan himself, the Gemara says in Rabbi Yochanan, for the Poshut, that Dochi Meikara Lo Havi Dochli. Taisus asked this guy. That's a glaring kash. So we have a stira between one and two. And there's another gemara. Sukkah lam gimel amud aleph. Don't see that yet. We have a lot of lack to see. Sukkah. The gemara says that Rav Yirmiyah had a bayil. What's the din if you have a hadas and the top of the hadas was cut off? The tana of the Mishnah holds, the tana of the Mishnah holds that a hadas and mikdam is possible. But then it was also by tomorrow. And also by tomorrow, a berry grew at the top of the hadas, so it healed, so that is machshir the hadas again. So if you had a shiloh, what happens if it was also by tomorrow on Yom Tov itself? So at the beginning of Yom Tov, the Hadas was possible. In the course of the Yom Tov, the Hadas became kosher. Do I say Yesh Dichli B'mitzvahs or Ein Dichli B'mitzvahs? Does Dichli apply only to Kachim? Or do we have a concept of Dichli B'mitzvahs as well? And this Hadas, since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was possible, so the Hadas was Nidche. So Gemara asks on that from a member of a Papa, or a Papa said, by Kisi Hadam, Ein Dichli B'mitzvahs. If you have dam and the ruach was mechas of the dam, so now you don't have to do the mitzvah kisi dam anymore. But then there was chazim in this gala. Now the mitzvah came back. So do I say the dam was nidche, or do I say the dam was not nidche from the mitzvah kisi dam? So our Papa says the dam is not chitra. Ain't dichi the mitzvah. You have to do kisi dam. I don't say the dam was nidche from the mitzvah. So the Mar says no, not a riot. Maybe that's only lechumra. But lekula, maybe there is dichi. But notice, maybe we're machmer both ways. Maybe it's a suffolk. That's a pashut is dikha b'mitzvahs. So therefore, maybe it's a derabat, Mark calls it a suffolk. So maybe your papa was saying you can't be mekil not to do kisei adam on the basis of dikhud. You have to be machmir that ain't dikha b'mitzvahs. But in case of the hadas, which also by tomorrow by yotzev, maybe here you have to be machmir the other way. Maybe it is dochi and you can't use this hadas. You have to find a different one. And the Gemara is not pashut the bayah. So chora, ostensibly, the Gemara is not pashut the bayah. So that's this word in Sukkah Lama Gimel. I think it's Rav Yirmiyah, boy, Rav Yirmiyah. Also by tomorrow, Yom Tov, is the dichoy b'mitzvahs. And the Gemara doesn't resolve the question, yeah? Oh, now what is this a case of? Is this dochi b'karos in nirav v'nidcha? The Gemara's shaila if there's dichi b'mitzvahs is a global shaila, because the case of kisi adam, for example, is nirav v'nidcha. This case of also by tomorrow is dichi meikar. The Gemara is not differentiating between the two. Rashi points out at this point the Gemara is not differentiating. The Gemara is a global shaila. Is the dichi b'mitzvahs or is there no dichi b'mitzvahs? And the Gemara is not pushing the shaila, but it happens to be that Rav Yirmiyah's case is a case of dochi meikar. So Rav Yirmiyah does seem to assume that dichi meikara is dichud. Rav Yirmiyah is not sure if there's dichi b'mitzvahs altogether. You know, lechumra for sure there isn't. He's not sure lechumra if there's dichi b'mitzvahs or not. But if there is dichi b'mitzvahs, then Rav Yirmiyah says that also by tomorrow be yotov be possible, even though it's dochi meikara. So the assumption of Rav Yirmiyah seems to be that dochi meikara havi dochi. So how do we put that? How do we put that up over here? We'll make it in that kind of bracket. That means Rav Yirmiyah seems to be assuming that dochi meikara havi dochi. He's not sure if it's dichi b'mitzvahs altogether, but if it's dichi b'mitzvahs, in this case would be possible because dochi meikara apparently is dochi. Now we have another gemara on the Sukkalam Gimel Amud Beis, next to Amud Sham Amud Beis, when Mora talks about you have a hadas that became pusul because it grew a lot of black berries, not on the top, but on the side. So there were more berries than leaves, which is pusul if they're black. So the Mishnah says, implies, the Mishnah is like this, you're not allowed to take off the berries, and if you take off the berries, it'll become kosher. So before Yom Tov, you can take off the berries, and then it's fine. But on Yom Tov itself, said the Mishnah, you're not allowed to take off the berries, because it's tikkun morning, not allowed to take off the berries on Yom Tov. But if you did, apparently it would help. If you took off the berries on Yom Tov, it would be fine. Says the Gemara, when exactly did these berries become black? Did they become black already before Yom Tov? Said the Tochim Ekara. Did they become black on Yom Tov, and it's near Venitcha? Either way, it seems to be kosher in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, at a minimum, the case has to be that the berries were black from before Yom Tov, and it's Dochi Meikor, and Taka says in this Mishnah, Dochi Meikor Le'avi Dochi. Near Venitcha doesn't say in the Mishnah. You can't know, because we don't, in other words, Tafasim Rubeloi Tafasim, we have to take the minimum Chiddush that we could read into this Mishnah. The Mishnah says that it's kosher. It's not dochi. When you take off the berries on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to take them off because it's tikkun moda. So it's a chil Yom Tov. But if you did take them off, the Mishnah implies that the hadas would be kosher. So it's certainly telling me that this hadas is not dochi. But we have a choice. We could learn it as being a case of nitcha near of a nitcha, or we could learn it as a case of being only dochi meikara. Well, which is the lesser chiddush? I used to be sad. You see in this Gemara, which is the lesser chiddush? Dochi meikara was the lesser chiddush. So we have to take the lesser chiddush. So it says in this Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, you can be medayik from the Mishnah that dichu mei kara lehavi dichu. So from the Mishnah, the Mishnah says im over v'lipen kasha. That's the Mishnah, and the Gemara infers that dichu mei kara lo lehavi dichu. Now there's a problem here as well. Comes out a stira from Amud Aleph Tomei Beis, place of Liras. The Gemara in Amud Aleph Rabbi Yirmiyah as a bayah, also by Tamar, and not place of the bayah. And Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Beferis, that it's Mishnah, it's Mukhuch in the Mishnah, the Dochi Meikar, like Havi Dochi. Again, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a bayah about Dichu B'mitzvahs, but if there is Dichu B'mitzvahs, Rabbi Yirmiyah seems to assume the Dochi Meikar, Havi Dochi. But the Gemara in Amud Beis says, that it's Mukhuch in the Mishnah, Dochi Meikar, like Havi Dochi. So the truth is, this stira is not such a hard stira, because you could learn Rashi over there. I think he's mashing that way. Rashi on this Rav Yirmiyah, Rashi says that the Gemara was not yet medayik that there's a difference between dochi meikara and nira v'nitcha. So Rashi makes it sound like eventually we're going to say that there is a difference, but at that stage in the Gemara, initially the Gemara didn't come around to that yet. So you can learn, and if you look at the sugya over there, if you look at the whole hemshich of the sugya there, it is possible, it's not implausible to read that it's. That's not really a stira. Initially, we didn't think there was a difference between dochi meikara and nira v'nitcha, and ultimately we discover that there is a difference in dochi meikara loyavi dochi, and maybe Rav Yirmiyah's baya should be nifshat. But Taisus does ask it as a stira. So I'm just pointing out, if this stira, if we don't solve the stira, because we're talking about other shittos in Rishayim, if we didn't have an answer for the stira, we could live with that. But Taisus does ask it for a contradiction between Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. There's also a stira. This theory is not Tyson Sukkah, Tyson Zvokha makes this theory. There's another theory. There's a theory between this Gemara and this Gemara. The Gemara in Bayer Yochanan says, Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. And the Gemara in Rav Yochanan says, Vidava Pashit. We don't know anybody's Chalik in Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Vidava Pashit, Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. Not only that, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Psochim, Tyson points out, the Mishnah Psochim Tzadik Ches by Mafish Nekevel Lepischei, which we're not going to get put up on the board because the board is full. But by Mafish Nekevel Lepischei, also the Mishnah says that you can't bring it as a Shlomim even after Pesach because Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. So Dochi Meikara seems to be a Yochanan, it seems to be a Mishnah. It's a Yochanan for sure. It's a Mishnah that Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. And here we have a Gemara by Hadassim. The Gemara says that maybe Nira Benitcha is a problem, but Dochi Meikara Lo Yavi Dochi.
So the Chayas also steal. His place is in Sukkot. And all the Shas, which are Dovah Pasha, Dovah Mekar, Havi Dovah. And here by Mitzvah, the Gemara says, Dovah Mekar, Loyavi Dovah. So for all of these kashas, Tosfos has one type, for both, all of these theories, this stira, and this stira. The stira between some of your bays and Zvachim and Tess, the stira between Sukkah, Lama, Gimel, and Aleph, and Lama, Gimel, and Bays, and the stira between Zvachim, Yud, Bays, and Sukkah, Lama, Gimel, and Bays. For all of these theories, Tosfos has the same answer. Tosfos and Sukkah talks about this stira, Tosfos and Zvachim, about your bays and Bays, talks about this stira and this stira. Tosfos have the same solution for all of these problems.
Yeah.
You should be thorough. 2 and 3 are. Here it says, "Dochli mekar loy havidochli," and the test is "Dochli mekar loy havidochli," and that's the same.
No, in 3.
Yeah. Well, I suppose so. Yeah, you can say this is also steer. By mizbech shenif, can we assume "Dochli mekar loy havidochli"? And Rav Yirmiyah seems to assume that Dochi Mekar Havi Dochi. He's not sure if it's Dichi B'mitzvahs, but if it's Dichi B'mitzvahs, yeah, you can say that it's Dichi like that. Okay, well, I'm presenting like this just for the way Tosfos is going to answer. You're right, we'll do that too. I don't think Tosfos asked that, but these other steers, Tosfos, either in Zvachim or in something else. So Tosfos has the same answer for everything. Tosfos says it introduces an idea that B'yodai, Tosfos says, now remember, Dochi Meikara is a bigger chiddush than Yerub Nitchin. Yerub Nitchin is worse Dochi Meikara. Right, that's clear in the Gemara. Tosfos says, by us also, it's clear in this Gemara that you have a Gemara base. Dochi Meikara is less obvious that it's Dochi than Yerub Nitchin. Yerub Nitchin is worse. Right? Something was already a carbon, and then it was Nitchin, so it's more axiomatic that is Dochi. Dochi Meikara is already a chiddush. The Nitchin says, Shmami, no, Dochi Meikara, have a Dochi, but it's a chiddush. The more that Sukkah and Gamma Gimel Bay says near of a nitch is dochi, dochi mekar is not dochi. So dochi mekar is more novel. So it tells you like this, that if, let's say, something was dochi, but it's biyodoy lesakin. That's Tosfos. If it's biyodoy lesakin, then dochi mekar is not dochi, but near of a nitch is dochi. If it's not biyodoy to lesakin, then dochi mekar is dochi also. But where it's biyodoy lesakin, then Dochi Mekara, that takes off the problem of Dochi Mekara, it doesn't take off the problem of Nira V'nitcha. So therefore, Tosfos says, Behema Shal Shnei Shutfin, it's not B'yodah. You can't force the other guy to sell him the Behema. So their Dochi Mekara is Dochi. By Mizbeir Shenifkam, it's B'yodah. So their Dochi Mekara is Loyavi Dochi. By also my tomorrow. It's also not biyodo. You can't force a tamar to grow. You chopped off the top of your hadas. You can't force a tamar to grow and to fix it. So that's not biyodo, and therefore dochi mekara havi dochi. By ofer v'lichton, we have berries in your blackberries disfiguring your hadas. It's biyodo to take them off. So there dochi mekara lo havi dochi. That place is eitz. That place has a problem. Because the whole idea that biyodoy makes a difference, Tosfos takes it from a Gemara in Zvachim. This is Tosfos in Sukkah, which actually gave us a Marmot. Tosfos in Sukkah brings a raya from a Gemara in Zvachim that says, let's say a Kohen was Makabel Adam, and then he gave the Dam over to a Yisrael, to a Zara, or to somebody who's possible. So the Gemara says the Dam is not Nitcha because it's biyodoy to take. It's biyodoy l'sakin, you can take it back. And that takes off the problem of Nitcha. The Dam is not Nitcha because it's biyodoy. That's Tosfos' source for the concept of biyodoy. Tosfos themselves point out, one second, there is Nira V'nitcha. We just said that B'yodi only takes off Dochi Mekara, it doesn't take off Nira V'nitcha. So Tosfos says Yesh L'chala, doesn't spell out what the chiluk is. And Tosfos the Rosh, there in Sukkah, and Tosfos in Zvachim, says that there is B'yodi L'sakim B'kal. Just give it back to me. That's very easy B'yodi. That's such a strong B'yodi that it takes off, it's not even Dochi at all. Here we're talking about where it's not B'yodi B'kal. he could fix the mizbeach, but it's not bekal. He could take off the anovim, but it's not bekal. Maybe because it's yom tov, you're not really allowed to take off the anovim, so it's not bekal to take off the anovim. So it's beyond the sakam, but not bekal. So it takes off the ochi meikara, but it doesn't take off nira v'nidcha. After he saw Taisus in Sukkah and Taisus in Zvach, and with this he solves all of the problems. In Svara, it's hard to exactly understand the Svara, but that's what he says. And he's a hesper. The chiluk that Taisus is making, it needs some kind of lumdish hesper. I'll leave you to think about that. I don't know, but the akapana, that Taisus is trick. Now Taisus has a kasha about us, and he's often most. Taisa said, Rav Yochanan said a memra that Hikdish Karban, this is by us, it was fire, I guess. Rav Yochanan said, Hikdish Karban, Behemir Dosoi, Hail Venitcha Yidcha, Yidcha, I guess. Hail Venitcha. It's Taisus by us there. It's Taisus by us on top of the Amud. What is Taisus there? Anybody remember? Taisus on top of the Amud by us. Why do Rav Yochanan say a case? This is a case of Nira v'Nidcha. Why do Rav Yochanan say a case of Hikdash Karban v'Hein Medosei, which is Nira v'Nidcha? He should have said a bigger Chiddush. Hein Medosei v'Hikdash v'Hikdash Karban. Whereas Dochi Meikara, because Rav Yochanan says Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. So Rav Yochanan Shitosai, you want Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. So why do you tell me this lesser Chiddush of Hikdash Karban and Hamer Dosai? Why don't you tell me greater Chiddush? Hamer Dosai, the Hikdash Karban, Ahil Benit Chayitcha. And Taisus by us says a stylistic answer that it's not, yeah, typically a Mumer is not Makdash Karban, so didn't want to say such a thing. How many of them do know or Makdash Karban? Or because the next case is Nishtate, by Nishtate, for sure not Shaykh, once it's a Shaykh, it can't be Makdash Karban, so we wanted to be a uniform. Tyson is welcome, though, says a different terrace. You can probably see it, maybe you can see the terrace coming. It's Biyoda. You can do Tshuva. Since it's biyodai, same answer. Since it's biyodai, biyodai takes off dochi meikara. Doesn't take off nira v'nitcha, but it takes off dochi meikara. So that's why, since here it's biyodai, so you're going to have to say a case that hikdash karban v'hein medosai. If it's v'hein medosai first, that dochi meikara, biyodai takes off. And apparently it's not biyodai v'kal, because then it will take off everything. So it's not biyodai v'kal. It's too hard. But it's biyodai, it's still called biyodai v'sai. That's the mahal for this. I don't know why Taisus didn't say it, since Taisus has the sheet all over Shas, but I don't know. But anyway, apparently not all the Taisus in our board over here. I have Taisus in the Sanhedrin, it doesn't seem to have this. But Taisus in Sukkah and Taisus in Zochim, they have this mahal. The Biskerov has a whole different mahal to answer up these problems. He says in the sheet of Sarama, he builds it out of the Shita Saram. So the Biskerov is in two places, and you have to be mashed, you have to put the two together. The Biskerov is in the stencil in the Chiddushei Gezeiras Zvachim Daf Yud Beis, some of it, and some of it is in the letters in the back of Chiddushei Gezeiras Rambam. There are letters. So I think it's page 156. There's a letter there to Reb Chaim Weizer. Well, it doesn't say it's to Reb Chaim Weizer, but they know it's to Reb Chaim Weizer. There's a letter there to Reb Chaim Weizer, and that's also Hashlama. But really, if you want to see this Biskerov presented well, the place to look is in. It's a very, very good sefer on Zvachim from Rav Garba's called Minchas Avram. Anybody who learns Zvachim, they know about the sefer. So he puts the whole thing together, all the Biskerov, and the stencil of Biskerov, and the letters, and he presents it very, very nicely. So if you want to see the whole thing, the whole beauty, and I'm not going to tell you every single part of it, but I'm going to tell you a lot of it. So that's the place to look. Minchas Avraham and Zvachim Daf Yud Beis. Garbos. It's a big Rosh Yeshiva there. Shul writes a lot of Svarim. And
He's a best-selling author, actually. All of his farm are very popular. So he put the whole Biskrov together from Stenzel, from other places, Masgrov. Biskrov said the following. It's unbelievable. Biskrov starts off like this, and he says, that Dochi Meikora and Nir V'Nidche are not only different in degree. So it's actually in the Gemara that Dochi Meikora is a bigger chiddush. Nir V'Nidche is more self-evident. Biskrov says not only they're different in degree, it's different in kind. Dochi Meikora and Nir V'Nidche are two different ideas. And he's medayik, first of all, from the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is over there in Drachim Daki Beis. Talking about a special case of Pesach. The morning of Yudalid, somebody was makpish. It works like this. You know, you actually did the swing as well. It doesn't really matter. Anybody have a Gemara as well? First, he just starts off, I mean, back from the lesson of the Gemara. It's not like a major deal. He's going to have much more major things to build up. But he just starts off small. The lesson of the Gemara is, it's two different kashas. It's dochi, whatever it is, it's dochi. It's either dochi meikar or nir v'nitko. More makes it like two different kashas. If it's case A, it's dochi meikar, and if it's case B, then it's nir v'nitko. Anyway, he says b'yisoy dinam, dochi meikar and nir v'nitko are two totally different things. Dochi meikara means that when you were makdish the carbon, initially when you were makdish the carbon, it was not royally carved. And that's a chisorin in the chalois of the kedusha. The kedusha's haguf, that's chal, is not able to be chal fully. It's a kedusha d'chuyot. The kedusha's haguf means, let's have our terminology, kedusha's haguf means kedusha likarv. Kedusha's dom means kedusha that you can use the money to buy carbon. When you makdish a behema, so you makdish a shtender for an oila. So it gets kedushas domim. You have to sell it. The actor sells it, and they buy it, and you sell it, and you buy an oila. You makdish a behema balmum, so that's kedushas domim. You'll sell it, and you'll buy an oila. You makdish a behema, that's kedushas aguf, the karvel gabi emizbech. But if it's dochli may come, so you makdish half a behema, so the kedushas aguf lechatchil is not really able to be chal, because the kedusha that's chal is a kedusha dchuyo. You wanted it, you were makdish a half a behemah on the mizbeach. Behemah shel shnei shutvin. First case. Yeah, but behemah shel shnei shutvin, you makdish the mizbeach. Now this is half a behemah. I'm being mechel on a kedushas aguf. But since, as it is a behemah, so I'm being mechel on a kedushas aguf. But the mice, it can't be mekarev. So its chal is a deficient kedushas aguf. A kedushas aguf that can't actually be brought on the mizbeach. That's called the kedusha tchuyah. It's a chisorin in the kedusha. And once it's chal, a kedusha tchuyah, so you cannot be mechel on anymore a full fledged kedushas aguf. Because that's the idea of it. Even though later on I want to buy the whole behemah, and now I do want to be makdish the whole behemah, now I do want to give it a whole kedushas aguf. But since I already got a kedushas tchuyo, so now it's dochi from being able to have a full fledged kedusha. So the chisor, the dichoy, is in the chalois of the kedusha. By you have already a carbon. And then the carbon, something happened that you can't bring the carbon. So that's not a chisor in the chalois, in the kedusha. The kedusha can't go away. The goof it has. That's a chisor in the being royal hakrova. It's nitche from being able to be makrivit. Since you had a carbon, and now something happened that you can't actually bring this carbon, so the carbon, once it's nitche from hakrova, so that's a psul, and it cannot again become royal hakrova. So here it's nitche from being royal, it's nitche me hakrova. That's his terminology. There's a dich, dochi meikara, I'm going to put it up on the board, that the dochi meikara is a kedusha tchuyah. Okay. Dochi meikara is a kedusha tchuyah, and nir v'nidche is a dichi meikara. And he stresses, and this is very important going forward. For the kedusha to be dochui, it has to be meikara.
once the behemah has a full fledged kedusha, you can't anymore. The kedusha is there. You can be doichin me'akova, but the kedusha is full fledged. But vice versa also, dochim me'akova is not dochim me'akova, because a carbon can be dochim me'akova. Something that is not fully a carbon can't be dochim me'akova. I mean, every behemoth that's walking around the street is dochi me'akrov. But it's not called dochi because it's not a carbon. A carbon can be dochi me'akrov. To be a carbon, it has to get a full-fledged dusha saguf. So to be dochi me'akrov, it has to be near of a nidcha. So yesh b'zeh ma'ashayim is a dochi me'akrov is a dichri in the kedusha. It's not a dichri from the hakrov. Because it was never a carbon to be dochi me'akrov. Vice versa, near of a nidcha is a dichri me'akrov, but it's not a dochi, but it's not a dichri in the near of a nidcha is a dichri from the hakrova, but it's not a dichri from the, it's not a dichri, the kedusha, not a kedusha dichri. The kedusha was chal, full-fledged kedusha, but the carbon, full-fledged carbon, was now nidcha me hakrova, so you can't bring it in, even though now the circumstances change, you can't bring it anymore as a carbon. That's the yisoid of that the Rishon wants to say. Yeah.
Right.
No, the Mishkov says it's not dochi me'akrova. The Hemishal Sheishtutvin is dochi in the Kedusha. It's a Kedusha Tchuis because this behemoth, when you're makdish it, you couldn't actually bring it on the Mizbeach because it's only half a behemoth. So the Kedusha that's Chal is a Kedusha Tchuis.
Why can't you add on to a Kedusha Tchuis?
Well, because that's not lochah. Once the Kedusha Tchuis, then it doesn't, then it can't. That's not lochah. That once it's Chal, a Kedusha Tchuis, then a full-fledged kedusha can't be chal. That's not the difference. So I say it like this. Mizbeach shenifkam can never be a kedusha tchuyah. Because a mizbeach shenifkam, there's nothing wrong with the carbon. The carbon is fine. You don't have a basic mikdash to bring it to, because the mizbeach was nifkam. But the carbon in Saratzkoi, there's nothing, you can't say that by a mizbeach shenifkam, the kedusha of the behemo is lacking in kedusha saguf. Why? It's a full-fledged carbon. If you can find the mizbeach, you can bring it, but you don't have a mizbeach. Mizbeach shenifkam can only be a doch v'dichu me'akrova. Because the lemaisa, you can't be makir this behemo. Right now there's no mizbeach. If right now there's no mizbeach, the behemoth is dochim me'akrova. But it's never chisarin in the chalois of the kedusha saguf. You're makdish the behemoth in the absence of mizbeach, there's no lack in the chalois of the kedusha saguf. The behemoth, there's no basic mikdash to bring it to, there's no mizbeach on which to be makir, but the kedusha saguf is not lacking. So therefore he says, by mizbeach shenifkam, we can only talk about nir v'nidcha. Dochim me'akrova doesn't make any sense. That's the answer to this theory. By behemah shel shnei shutfin dochi mekavi dochi, because there the dichu dochi mekavi dochi. Why? Because there's a dichu in the kedusha in the chalois kedusha. Half a behemah is not roi lahakrova, so the kedusha is chal as a kedusha tchuyah. That's what Yerachin Schidish dochi mekavi dochi. By mizbeach shenifkam, the kedusha is a vada full fledged kedusha. The only thing is that it's dochi mekavi. Dochi mekavi is only near of a nitcha, not dochi. There's no such thing as dochi. To be dochi me'akrova, it has to be near v'nitcha, not dochi me'akrova. So that's why the Gemara by Mizbeach Shenifkam says, if it's near v'nitcha, v'ana dochi me'akrova, l'havi dochi. By Mizbeach Shenifkam, it has to be near v'nitcha, dochi me'akrova is takin lachin. So that's how he answers the steer between Zvachim Yibes and Zvachim Lintes. Because it's a chesoy minachutz, there's no Mizbeach, it's a chesoy minachutz. So the carbon is dochi me'akrova, if it was near v'nitcha, it could be dochi me'akrova. But the kedusha shaboy is a full-fledged kedusha. Dochi me'akrova is not going to make any sense. Likewise, Rabbi Yochanan. The Bailim were hamer dosam. It's not a chisor in the carbon. So I'm in a chutzta. We're not makabel me'amor. It's not makabel. We're not makabel carbon from a mumer. It's not a chisor in the guf of carbon. I mean, he says anyway. It's not a chisor in the guf of carbon. So again, so by Heimer Dosa, the idea of Dochi Mekor doesn't make any sense. Dochi Mekor means that the behemoth wasn't Chal Lema full fledged Tusha. The Tusha was a Tusha Tchuyah. Why should Tusha be a Tusha Tchuyah? It's a good carbon. It's a bad bile, but it's a good carbon. So all you can talk about is that it's Dochi Me'akrova, because we're not going to be Makabal a carbon from a Mummer. So Dochi Me'akrova is only near of a Nitka, not Dochi. Dochi Me'akrova can only be by near of a Nitka, not by Dochi Mekor. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan told him about Hikdash Karban and Hemidosai. But the other way around, if he was Hemidosai and Hikdash Karban, that's Dochim Meikar. Dochim Meikar doesn't make any sense. That would be fine. Because it can't be Dochim Meikarva unless it's near Venitcha. Same idea. Mizbeh Shenifgam is like Hemidosai. The Chisor is Minachutz. If the Chisor is Minachutz, it might be Dochim Meikarva. But the Kedushas Aguf is Chal Fuller. There's nothing wrong with the Kedushas Aguf. So you can have near Venitcha, but you can't have Dochim Meikar. And so that's what he says. He says, in order to be Dochim Me'akrova, it has to already be a carbon that's full fledged Dushas Aguf, that's Oymed La'akrova, and then it can be Dochim Me'akrova. But a carbon that doesn't have a full fledged Dushas Aguf, so it's never Oymed La'akrova in the first place, so it can't be Dochim Me'akrova. What? Right.
So it definitely has become a problem. So why?
I think since the kedusha is chal fully, why can't it be nitcha me'al mizbeach meikar? It's good hard. I don't know, but apparently, he reads it into the Gemara. He says that's the Gemara by mizbeach shenifka. That by mizbeach shenifka, docha meikar is nothing because to be nifka me'ach, I guess this is just a rule. In order to be nitcha me'akov, it has to be royal akov and then nitcha. Like the Gemara Sukkah by Adasim. The beginning of Yom Tov, it's not necessarily nitcha. In the middle of Yom Tov, it's worse. It was royal mitzvah and then it became nitcha mitzvah. But if it was not royal mitzvah in the first place, we're going to talk actually about Adasim in a second, but I guess it's just a rule. To be nitcha me'akov, it has to be near lakov and then nitcha me'akov. But if it's docha me'akov lechatchilo, he says an interesting thing. He says in akrova, Dochi Meikara is less problem. That's the idea of Gemara. Because if it was Royal Lakrava and was Nitcha Meikara, that's a greater dichui than something that was not near Lakrava in the first place. But he says when you talk about a Chisor and a Kedusha, it's just the opposite. The more it's Meikara, the worse it is, because Meikara never got a Kedusha Saguf. So the Mishkar solves this theorem. And he solves this the Riachim. Now, the Gemara in Sukkah doesn't talk about the Farish at all. But I thought next day not, by mitzvah, dichui b'mitzvahs, which dichui, the Gemara's not sure if it's dichui b'mitzvahs at all. Maybe dichui doesn't apply to mitzvahs. But the Gemara says, but maybe l'chumra there is dichui b'mitzvahs. He said that, yeah, that's the Gemara. It's not so posh that there's dichui b'mitzvahs. Maybe it's this concept that's limited to karbonos. But the Gemara's not sure. So the Gemara says, maybe l'chumra there could be dichui b'mitzvahs. But if there is dichui b'mitzvahs, which one of these dichuyim, or maybe both, would it be more akin to? The idea of being nitcha me'hakrava, or the idea of the kedushas haguf being not a full-fledged kedushas haguf? We're not saying the Mishkarov now, this is just me, but I just want to take the Mishkarov and take another step. So it seems to me very likely that by mitzvahs, the concept of lacking in the Kedushas Haguf doesn't make any sense. By mitzvahs, you don't need a Kedushas Haguf. There's no Kedushas Haguf, the mitzvah doesn't need any particular Kedusha. The only dichui you can have by mitzvahs is the dichui me'akrova. Meaning it could be dochui from asiyas ha-mitzvah. And it's a suffix in the Gemara, but the Gemara suffix is, the same way there's a concept by karbonos, that something could be dochui from hakor. So maybe there should be a concept that a chetzishol mitzvah that was nifsal becomes dochui from being used for the asiyas ha-mitzvah. That dichui makes sense. But the other notion of dichui, that something was, of lacking in the kedushas haguf, that doesn't translate into mitzvahs at all. And if that's the case, then we can answer the steer very easily. The steer between that in Sukkah, the maskan of the Gemara is dochi mekar lo yavi dochi. Only near of a nitcha is a problem. And by karbonos, Rabbi Yochanan says, and nobody argues, that dochi mekar havi dochi. This steer. Sounds possible. Because by dochi mekar is a dochi in the kedushas haguf. That's certainly a kosher concept that has no relevance to mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, the only dichui that you could have is a dichui me'akrova, a dichui that it's dochui from asiyas ha-mitzvah. So there, says the Gemara, the Maskana Gemara is, Rav Yirmi wasn't so sure, but the Maskana Gemara is, and that's the same Maskana you have in Zochum Nuntes, that Dochi made Kara is nothing. To be Nidche from Asiyas HaMitzvah, it has to be nearer than Nidche. That lines up with the Gemara by Nifka Mamizbech. By Nifka Mamizbech also, there's no such thing as, there's no problem with Dustaguf. It's only near Nidche Me'akrova. So the Gemara says in Zochum Nuntes, Nidche Me'akrova, nearer than Nidche could be a problem, but Dochi made Kara, Le Havi Dochi. Because to be Dochi Me'akrova, it has to first be near Lakrova, and then become Dochi Me'akrova. So the same by Mitzvahs, if it was a right for the Mitzvahs Uluv, and then it became nitche for Mitzvahs Luluv, that's a dochi. I mean, that's a shad dichim mitzvahs, but that might be dochi. But dochi meikara, maskaras gemara is dochi meikara lo yavi dochi. And it's not a steer to the maskara by kutsh. So again, the Brisgol doesn't say this piece, but I think it works out very well according to the Brisgol's Mahalach. Now, going back to the Brisgol, yeah.
If
Mesvara
doesn't make sense to say that dochi meikara applies by mitzvahs, why did Gemara need to be medayik that from Mishnah?
No, dochi. Oh, so maybe this has to do with what Yitzhak said before. It's theoretically conceivable that maybe even Dochi Me'akrova could be, maybe even Dichi Me'akrova could be Meikar. Maybe there could be a concept of Dochi, maybe something could be Nidcha Me'akrova, even Meikar. So the Gemara said, no, that must be Kamechir, Dochi Me'akrova, Lo Yavi Dochi. It could be that the Gemara in Zochon and Test, it says for Dochi, well, I don't know, that's hard to say, but. Yeah. Look, that's what it means. In theory, it could be conceivable that there could be Dichi Me'akrova Meikar too. You know, maybe there's such a thing. Maybe if the Hadass at the beginning of Yom Tov wasn't Royal Mitzvah, maybe it's automatically not Dochi for the whole Yom Tov. So the Gemara is Mechich, no, that's about it, not true. To be Nidcha Me'akrova, it has to be near the Nidcha. But if it was Dochi Me'akrova, then Dochi Me'akrova is not Dochi Me'akrova. And that's exactly the Gemara not for the test. Yes, Lishol, how can the Gemara is Rochim the test, same for the Poshul? And the Gemara in Sukkul Alam Gimel Beis was like not sure about it, and had to be Mechichit from the Mishnah. Yeah, any of that. So for a minute I was tempted to say, well, because once the Gemara is Mechichit from the Mishnah, so now the Gemara knows it and is welcome back to the test. That's not so poshut, because it's not necessarily Mechichit from the Mishnah. Maybe there's no Dichit B'mitzvahs at all. Maybe the reason why in the Mishnah Dochi Mekar Lai Avidochi is because there ain't Dichit B'mitzvahs. But where there is Dichit, maybe Dochi Mekar Avidochi. So I don't know, that's like a lesser problem. Over here we said for the poshut Dochi Mekar Lai Avidochi. And in Sukkot HaMegimol, we have to bring a proof to it. Okay. But the big problem, I think, the Brisgov will solve for us.
The Brisgov uses this aside to explain, and this is in the letter to Reb Chaim Eisler, to explain a Peledik Ramam. There were two Peledik Ramams. Anybody have a Ramam? Avoid it. Yeah?
Yeah, that I'm not good. That I said before. I don't think that's such a terrible steer at all. Rav Yirmiya was not. We'll say like Rashi. Rav Yirmiya lechatchil wasn't mechalak and dochim meikara near benitcha. Rav Yirmiya thought that if there's dichu even meikara, and the maskan of the gemara is mechiach that is not true. Dochim meikara le'avidoch. I said before that this steer is a soft steer. I don't have to solve it. Places has a, if you have a, what would they say? If you have a, to a carpenter, everything looks like a nail. No, Taisus has this word, so he uses the Lamagim Amad Alpha. Taisus does ask this as a steer, and Taisus uses his word. But I said, well, the other steers are more pressing. Nichnami, from Amad Alpha to Amad Beis, we'll just have to say, I think Rashi's Mashma that way. That from Amad Alpha to Amad Beis, just to have him in a maskan. It's not so terrible, because in the Shakti Vitaria about Rav Yirmiya, the Gemara already talks about the case of Avalikta. So it's not hard to read in the Gemara that Rav Yirmiya didn't have the case of Avraham Lichten in mind, but then it comes out that from there you see that there is no Dochi Me'akrova. Mm-hmm. But take a look at the Gemara Sukkah more carefully, Yom Ra'al, from the base. Also, you see, it's not the end of the world to learn that Rav Yirmiya is a Havamina and this is the Maskan.
Yeah, the Rav says like this. The Rav says in Perek Tesvov, my Sakrabon is Halacha Dalet. And here you might see Rav Chaloy of the Biskarov. Unbelievable. Behemes Ashutfin. Rav Yochanan's case, Behemes Ashutfin. Shehiktish echon mehem chetzio shaloi, v'chozo v'lokach ha-chetzio ha-achir v'yigdishoi. Mamash Rav Yochanan's case. Says the Rambam, ha-reizu k'doisho v'krevo. The Rambam Paskin is not like Rav Yochanan. You could bring it as a garden. Says the Rambam, why? Af al pi shem yitchilo d'chuyo ha-iso, ki shehiktish chetzio. Even though Chayyim when he was makdish half it was dochi. Ein had dochi meikara dochi. Dochi meikara is not dochi. The Rafa bishuk tushes damim, and even though it's tushes damim, hoyl vi bali chayim ein bali chayim li dochi.
Ram passes against the Reuchim. And he says, if you have a Behemishul Shnei Shutfin, you could bring it as a carbon. Because Dochi Meikara Loi Havi Dochi. So, first of all, where did Ram get the Dochi Meikara Loi Havi Dochi? The Reuchim said Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. The Mishnah by Mafish Nekabel, the Pishchi said Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. We don't have anybody, the Pharisee in Gemara, who's Chalkin of Reuchim and the Dochi Meikara Havi Dochi. And Ram said Dochi Meikara Loi Havi Dochi. That's problem number one. Problem number two is then the Ram himself goes on, he says a different reason. Because Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim. So then you don't need a Svar of Dochim, make Karla have a Dochim. You just told me a different Svar. Baal Chaim, we said, is Lachaik Zav and Rav Yechon. That's good. That the Ram passed like Rav against Rav Yechon, that Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim. So there's your reason. The reason why you could, why this behemoth is not Dochim is because Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim. So what do you have to tell me? Dochim, make Karla have a Dochim, which doesn't make any sense. Chari Dochim, Karla is Dochim. The Ram should say the reason why it's kosher. The reason why it's kosher is because Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim, like Rav against Rav Yechon. That's problem number two. Problem number three is what does the Rambam inject? Afal pisha kedushas domim. The fact that it's kedushas domim sounds like the Rambam is saying the fact that it's kedushas domim is a reason to think that it might yes be dochi. We work that the other way around. Yesh dichi bedomim. The fact that it's kedushas domim is a reason for it not to be dochi, not a reason for it yes to be dochi. But dichi bedomim we didn't talk so much about, and I don't want to get bogged down in dichi bedomim, but. But in the Gemara itself, Shema Mino Klas, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Gemara says, Shema Mino Klas, that Yesh Dichli, that Dochim Mekar Vidochli, and Baal Chaim Nidochim, and Yesh Dichli Bedomim. That even in Tushas Domim, there could be Dichli. So you see that Tushas Domim is a Chiddush, there could be Dichli. The Rambam deploys it the other way around. The Rambam says that this Behema, it's you could bring it as a carbon, because Dochim Mekar Lo Yavi Dochli. And even though it's a Tushas Domim, it sounds like saying, once, but even though it's a Tushas Domim, maybe that's the reason that it should be Dochli. Doesn't seem to make any sense, but Baal Chaim ain't any dochi. Tushas Domim is not a reason to be yes dochi; it's a reason to be not dochi. If anything, except that the Meister Reuchim says that yes dichi b'dom. The kids said the whole Rambam is shev. But the basic problems are the Rambam says two reasons why. By Behem Mishal Shei Shulchan Aruch says two reasons why it's dochi, why it's not dochi, why it's kosher. Because first he says because dochi they call it having dochi. And even though it's Domim, whatever that means, but Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim. So at the end of the day, you tell me two reasons. You tell me the Yesh Dichi B'Domim. You tell me that Dochim Ekor Le'Avi Dochim. And then you gave me another reason that Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim. So which is the right reason? Why do you need two reasons? And what's this interjection in the middle of that? Afa Bishik Dush Domim. Yeah. Baal Chaim ain't only Dochim. Only
about
what?
Why should
that be? No. Two sets are separate kiddushin. The Gemara says in the test that if it's mitzvah with dochi, if it's mitzvah and nifkam, and then if you're machdish the korban mekor, you don't have to come on to the machlekes zavan of yechon. Anyway, this dochi mekor they have a dochi. But the particular din Baal Chaim ain't dochi is by both. The Rambam says it by both kinds of cases. That Baal Chaim ain't dochi. Says the Biskirov, Pshat and Rambam like this. The Ram is addressing two different kinds of dichui. We said before, this dichui in the kedushas haguf, and this dichui in the dochi me'akrova. So the Ram reads like this. First, the Ram addresses dichui me'akrova, like the dichui mizbeach shenifkam. The dichui me'akrova. This behema, half a behema, it's dochi me'akrova. Why is it even the mizbeach shenifkam? It was dochi me'akrova. Says the Rambam, there's no problem here about being dochi me'akrova, because dochi me'akrova le'avi dochi. Dichi me'akrova is only what's near v'nitcha. Dochi me, if it's dochi me'akrova, then there's no dichi me'akrova. That's the issue the Brisker said before. That dichui me'akrova is only when it's near v'nitcha. When it's dochi me'akrova, there's no such thing as dochi me'akrova is not in dochi me'akrova. You see that? That's the Gemara by Mizbeach Shenifkam. By Mizbeach Shenifkam, the Gemara says even Aliba de Rav Yochanan. The Gemara by Mizbeach Shenifkam is going to Rav Yochanan, and the Gemara says that if it was dochi me'akrova,
If first the mizbeach was nifkam and then you makdish the carbon, the verse says it's not dochi mei akama, because dochi mei akama have a dochi. Rav Yochanan is not chaylik on that. Rav Yochanan agrees that you see that from the Gemara about mizbeach shenifkam, that when it comes to dochi mei akama, it's only if it was near of a nitcha. That's the maskana Gemara on the Gimel Beis and Sukkah. Near of a nitcha is dochi mei akama. Dochi mei akama is not dochi mei akama. That's the first thing the Rambam says. Ram says, you have a Yamakta Shefa Behema, it's not Dochi Me'akrova, because it was never near Lakrova. Since it was never near Lakrova, so it can't be Nidcha Me'akrova. Then there is a different question. Okay, I understand it's not Dochi Me'akrova, but the Chayr is a Dichri in the Kedusha itself. Because when you Mechel the Kedusha on half a Behema, we're only able to be Makta Mechel the Kedusha's Donim. Meaning it was Nidcha from having a full fledged Kedusha's Aguf. That's what Ram means, that Afa Pishi Kedusha's Donim. Any other biskov has ex gemaras from Torah that we're not going to get into that, where the Ram got such a terminology from. But the idea is, just the idea that we said before, that that the Ram is saying, I understand it's not dochi me'akrova, because dochi me'akora is not nitcha me'akrova. But why isn't there a problem in the chalois ha'kedusha? When you were mechel the kedusha on this behemah, what were you able to be mechel? It was only half a behemah. You weren't able to be mechel a full-fledged kedusha's aguf, only a kedusha's domim. And if you're only able to be mechel kedushas domim and not a kedushas aguf, even though you were trying to be mechel kedushas aguf, so maybe that's called that the kedushas aguf is tchuyo, and that you could have even meikara. That's Rav Yochanan's member. Dochi meikara v'dochi in the dichui from kedusha, dochi meikara is dochi. Not only is it dochi, dochi meikara is even worse because in the v'shas chalois kedusha, the kedusha was not able to be chal. So that's the Rambam's question. I understand it's not dochi me'akrova, but what about the kedusha, the etzem kedusha? It's only kedusha domim. You weren't able to make the kedusha aguf, so the kedusha should be dochi. Says the and that's Rav Yochanan. Dochi me'akrova habi dochi, and we pass like Rav Yochanan as far as that goes. And for the Rambam, but Baruch Chaim ain't a dochi. And that issue, on the issue, but there's another issue there's no problem of. The kedusha, it's not chal. The kedusha tchuyah on the behema because we pass like Rav against Rav Yochanan that Balei Chayim ain't any dochem. The kitzur, the Rav is saying says two things because he's addressing two issues, and it emerges from the Gemara. In the Gemara, it's separate issues. There's one issue of dichu me'akrom, and that's the Gemara Mizbech Shenifka, for example, where it's a pure play, just dochi me'akrom. There's no problem with the saguf. Mizbech is a dober chitzoni. It's not in the carbon itself. There's no lack of dush in the carbon, but there's a problem in the hakrava. You can't be makir of this carbon. So this gemara, Zvachim Nutes, is a pure case of dichu me'akrava. And the gemara says the rule: dichu me'akrava, it's only if it's near v'nitcha, not if it's dochi me'akrava. Dochi me'akrava lo yahari dochi. That's the kuliyam. Then there's another kind of dichu, which is the gemara dafi base by the emes of shnei shutfin. Where the Gemara of Yochanan says that in this case, dochi meikara habi dochi. Because here already it's not a problem in the hakrova, it's a problem in the chalais hakdusha. That half a behema, it's chala, the kdusha was chala, a kdusha tchuyu. Because you weren't able to be mechel a full fledged kdusha aguf. When you were makdish the behema, it was only able to be kodesh the dom, not to be kodesh kdusha aguf. So the kdusha aguf, it was nitkin the kdusha. And Rav Yochanan says that in that kind of case, dochi meikara habi dochi. So the Rambam addresses separately. It's a kedushas dama, meaning the kedushas haguf was nitcha. It was nitcha from getting kedushas haguf. So that's a dichui in the chalois hakedusha. That's even meikar. Not only even meikar, it's only meikar. Says the Rambam, you're right. And Rabbi Yochanan Taka says therefore that it is dochi. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says Beim Shalshish Nishmei Shutfin is dochi. But that's Rabbi Yochanan Shitosoi that Baal Chayim nidochim. But we pass like a Rambam Dafnu test that Baal Chayim ain't nidochim. So we could use that. So therefore Beim Shalshish Shutfin Taka won't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So when the Rambam said dochi mekara lo yavi dochi, he's not passing against Rav Yochanan. That Rav Yochanan agrees to dochi mekara lo yavi dochi in the concept of kedusha of dichu lahakrova. Rav Yochanan is another halacha. There's dichu in the chalais hakedusha. There dochi mekara avad is dochi, and everybody agrees to that too. But not about the chayim. Rav Yochanan says even about the chayim that we pass in the crowd. And with this, he answers another Rambam. Rambam Perek Gimel Psulei Mekdashim. By Mizbech Shenifkam,
Rambam says, "Hikdish behema ad sheloi nivna mizbech." If the mizbech was horus, and then he was makdish the, was he was makdish the behema when there was already the mizbech was already pogum, so it's dochi neikar. Says the Rambam, "Sheibone makrimen oisam." You could bring those behemas. Shehadochi meikar eini dochi. Here the Rambam says dochi meikar lehavi dochi. And he doesn't say anything about chayim eini dochi. So it's a steer. Before, by the case of behemas, so they should find the Rambam didn't say also this dochi meikar lehavi dochi, but there wasn't enough. That also add, even though it's kishadomim, but balechayim eimin dochim, it's a whole complicated arichus. And here by Mizbech Shenifkam, all he says is dochim mikol lehav dochi. End of story. And kilu, that's sufficient for everything. Says the Mizkot, hey meim advar. By Mizbech Shenifkam, there's no problem. The chalaisak dusha, it's a problem in achutz. There, it's only an issue of dochim me'akrava. If it's just, it's a pure case of dochim of dichim me'akrava. In dichim me'akrava, only near benitcha dochim mikol lehav dochi. That's the Gemara Daftan test. That's what the Rambam passes. You don't have to add anything else of a Balechayim. That's Halacha Pshuto. That even if it's not Balechayim, if it's Dochi Meikor, Lo Yavi Dochi. Masha'enken, in the case of Behemish Shel Shei Shutvin, there you're talking about, there, as far as the Hakrov is concerned, Dochi Meikor, Lo Yavi Dochi. But you have the other issue, that it's the Didi and the Kedushas Haguf. What Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, Dochi Meikor, Lo Yavi Dochi. There the Rambam has to add, A, Dochi Meikor, Lo Yavi Dochi, it's Hakrov. And B, what about mitzad the kedusha? It's kedushas domim. There was a dichi in the chalaisa kedusha. It wasn't chal of kedushas aguf. It was only chal of kedushas domim. So it was dochi from the chalaisa kedushas aguf. So that the Rambam answers, you're right, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan really holds. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan says dochi mikor avi dochi. But for that we pass like Rav the Baal Chayin and Nidoch. Ad kan the biskirov. So anyway, I wanted to tell you this for first of all. You see, Ramesh the kayach of the biskirov. Harry takes the whole thing and he. It's really very amazing. And also gives the whole terminology now how to talk about these in Yonam, Dochi and Dichi and Akkodo, Dichi and the Kedusha. And yeah, that's it. I'm a little bit of a girl. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to show you Yitzhak. Yeah, I'm not sure how the Rambam was the HD Chibadol. Even I didn't do this long time, there's many different shots on the HD Chibadol, right? Just get involved with that. I just said it over like Rashi said. I think a little bit is the Yemes Yachas to have the Chibadol, but I don't know. I'm at the. Let's just think for a second. What's the Chiddush of HD Chibadol? That's what it means. Dochi mekar havi dochi means that since it was not chal a full test kusis aguf, only kusis domim. In a way, that's Tosfos Kashi. He says that dochi mekar is the same thing as the yedichi b'domim. He says other pshatim and yedichi b'domim. I remember now. Yeah, he has a whole bunch of different pshatim and yedichi b'domim. Okay, tomorrow, Mishnah, we'll go back to doing the Gemara itself.